We're up to Daf Pei Zayin Omer Aleph by the Mishnah, bottom by the Mishnah. HaPagem is Ksubosa. In the case, again, we had before that we're an Isha, or we'll have later, the Mishnah explains, where an Isha got, was paid up a little bit of a Ksuba when they were still married, and then she receives the get, so she wants to receive the rest of the money, she has to swear that she didn't receive the rest of the money. Is Apagemas Ksubas, if she received a little bit already, is Letifrel of Ishvua. Even though she has the shtar, she has the Ksuba, she only collects if she first swears that she did not receive the rest. What about Eidechod Mida Shiprua? And the husband says he paid up his wife the Ksuba already. And the husband also has an Eidechod saying that he paid her up already. But she has the shtar Ksuba and she says no, she did not get paid up yet. So Lachar is Letifrel of Ishvua. Even though she could collect the money now, because she has a shtar, and the eidechot is not enough to free the husband from the money, he needs to aid him. So therefore, the kohanim and the rabbanon, she has to swear that she did not receive the money yet. Minichsa yisaimin. Anybody wants to collect money from yisaimin, or else minichasim yishabodim. In the case where you want to collect money, not from the person that you lent the money to, but rather that person sold his property to somebody else, and you want to collect now from that somebody else, so the locher is, you always have to swear first that you did not receive money before this. In the case where you're collecting money not in front of the owner, the person that owes you the money went away, left town. So certain times, we'll see in the Gemara, the Rabbanin have a right to collect the money for you, even though the person is not there. They go down without his permission to his property and pay you off. So in such a case, the halacha is letifrela b'shvua, that you only have a right to collect the money if you swear first. You have to swear to Beis Din that you did not receive any money yet. Now the Mishnah explains. What's the first case of hapagemes ksubosa ketzad? Where's the case where the wife received a little bit of a ksuba ready? The case was hoysa ksuba selazuz. The ksuba was $1,000. There was a case that was written into the ksuba that the husband has to give her $1,000 if he gives her a get. V'yomalo his kabalti ksuba secha. Now the husband tells his wife after he gives her a get, listen, I paid you up already the whole ksuba. I paid you up everything. V'yomeris, she says, he should know, lo yis kabalti elamona. I only received $100 from you so far. True, when we were still married, I once needed extra money, so I took $100 from you, and I said, we'll take it off the ksuba, but that's all. So she still wants a 900. So this is the case that Lotifrela Bishvua, when she goes to collect the rest of the $900, since she has the shtar ksuba, but still she has to swear first that she did not receive more. What about Eidechot Midashiprua? Kate said, what's the case? Again, there's a ksuba that says the husband owes her $1,000. For your malor, he's kabat the ksuba secha. But the husband says, he should know I paid you up already. She says back, lo yis kabalti, no, I didn't receive a penny from you yet. I want $1,000. But v'yedecho, the husband has one aid, mida shiprua. The husband has one aid on his side saying that he did pay her up the $1,000 already. But an eidechot is not enough. By mumna, she need two eidim. So therefore, the locher is that she still has a right to collect $1,000 for the ksuba, but midirabonin loytifrela b'shvua. She has to swear before she can collect this money. What's the case? The Mishnah writes of minchasim mishubodim, where a person collects the money from mishubodim that he has to swear first, ketzad. Mochan nechasim lecherim. In the case where the loiva, the person that borrowed money, sold his property to somebody else. And later the malva, the one that lent the money, comes to collect his money, and the loiva says he has nothing left, he sold it already. So now the locher is the malva has the right to go to the people that bought the property. So when you collect from those people, the locher is latifrela b'shvua. You could only collect your money, collect the property, if you swear first to them that you did not receive any payment yet. Where's the case of you collecting from Yisaimim Ketzad? Mace, in the case where the father or the loiva died, the person that you lend money to died. So you want to collect the money now from his kids. Is Heniach Nechasel Yisaimim, and the father left all his property to Yisaimim, his kids yashant him. So Lachar is, now V'hin Nefras Mina Yisaimim, now the malva goes to the kids to collect the money that they lent the father, and they have a right to collect money from the sons. Talacharis do latifre ela b'shvuah, that you only have the right to collect to get the money away from the Yisraelim if they swear first saying that they did not have any payment yet. So that's the halacha. When you take away from Yisraelim, you have to swear first. Where's the case Shaloi before of Ketzed? The last case that also you have to swear if you are getting paid not in front of the owner himself. The case is Holach Lelum Dina Sayom. Again, the loiva, you borrowed money, you lent money to somebody, and now you want to go and collect your money, and you found out that he skipped town. Holach Lelum Dina Sayom. So now the loch is Bezdin gives you permission, or Bezdin goes down to his property and pays you off. Being a fresh labor fund, if there are cases that you have a right to collect the payment, even though he's not around, Bezdin goes down to his property to pay you up. So in such a case, the locher is, ain't a nefras elabeshua. When you get paid, good, but a koponim, you have to swear first that you did not receive any other payment before this. Rabbi Shimon says, kol zaman she tevas ksubasa, kol zaman all the time, any time that the wife is now asking for a ksuba, the vice versa, the case is that the husband died, so now the wife has the right to collect the ksuba. So locher is ha yorshin mashbiyin oisa. Since she's collecting the ksuba from the yorshim, so the yorshim have a right to make her swear first that she did not receive any money for the ksuba when the husband was still alive. V'yimeinu tevas ksubasa. Let's say though she's not asking for a ksuba, she's not going to collect the money for a ksuba, then the locher is ein ha yorshim mashbiyin oisa. The Yoshim have no right to make us swear. And the Chura then, what's the question? What type of Shavuah is there altogether? So Gemara will talk about what type of Shavuah. Here's talking about Shavuah's apotropis. That she's an apotropis, she's taking care of their affairs, of the money, so that Rabbi Shimon holds that the Yoshim can't make us swear. They could only make us swear if she wants to collect money for the Ksuba from them. But if she's taking care of their property, then they cannot make us swear. So Gemara says like this. Sova Rami Bar Chama Lameima. Rami Bar Chama first thought to say that Shvua D'Yiraisa, that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about a Shvua Midiraisa. What's the case? The Kotoyin Mosayim. That Poshid, the husband is saying, I paid you up. I paid you up $1,000. That's the ratio of the first, that's Pagemas Ksubasa, the Mishnah says. That true, the Shias of Ksuba saying that Ksuba was worth $1,000. Now the husband is saying, I paid you up already $1,000. And the wife agrees that you paid her only 100. She's only asking for 9,000. So Chur, the Gemara says, Chur, that's like a moid of a mixas. To kotoyin mosayim, for kamoid leibam b'meya. It's like a case where somebody asks for 200, and the other person answers back, I agree that I owe you 100. But the other 100 I don't agree to. That's called a moid of a mixas. So heavenly hoidoy so mixes a taina. The Chur here also, she's agreeing to half a part of his taina. The husband's taina is, I paid you up the whole ksuba already. And she says, no, you only paid me up 100, that's all. So Chur, she's being moida to mixes a taina. And the klal is, v'chol ha-moida v'mixes a taina, yishova. That's a din d'iraisa, that's moida v'mixes. Whenever somebody agrees to half of your taina, that shows that you're really saying the truth. So there should be a Shavua Midiraisa. That's what Rami Bachama wanted to say. That our Mishnah says by a Pagemas Tsubasa, that before she collects the rest of the $900, she has to swear first. That's a Shavua Midiraisa. And this thing Gemara says, no. Oh my Rabbi says back, you should know, Shtei Tshuvas Bedover. I have two questions on you. Tshuvas looks like a question. There are two things why you can't say what you're saying. Chodah, one reason is, whenever you make a shavua, when you swear, midiraisa, the pshat is always you're swearing and freeing yourself, that you don't have to pay. A moedim mixas means that I say you owe me 200, and you agree that you only owe me 100. So you have to swear now that you don't owe me the other $100. So you're always swearing and freeing yourself. Fihi, but now Mishnah, the case is, Nishbas for Metellus. Here the case is she is swearing that the husband still owes her $900 for the ksuba and she's collecting it. So that's not Midiraisa. Midiraisa is always a Shvuas Apturim, but not a Shvuas Anoitlin. To swear and to take, that's not Midiraisa. Secondly, Vyoid, Midiraisa, the klal is Ein Nishboyim Akfira Shibakakois. Anytime Zalocha, what you're collecting from, could be collected from karka, there's a shibud on karka, then the loch is midiraisa, you don't have to swear on it. Gzira. So the Isha, when she goes to collect the Ksuba, we know the karka, the property of the husband, is Meshubah to the Ksuba. So she has a right to collect from the karka. Whenever you have a right to get payment by karka, the lach is there's no Shavua. So therefore here in the Mishnah, Pagyamas Ksubasa cannot be Midiraisa. And that's a lima we learn out in the Gemara in Shavuos, the Gemara Azov. We learn out that you don't swear on Shibat Kakois. So therefore, Elo Amar Rav, therefore Rav says like this, that after our Mishnah says, by a Pagemes Ksubosa you have to swear, so Rav says, Avad Ritzoni Midirabonin. It's only Midirabonin that she has to swear. Why? Because the Pora Dayik, the Svarish usually, the person that paid up, he's Medayik, he's very carefully, he knows that he paid up. Like here the case is, the husband tells his wife, after he gave her get, you want your ksuba now? I paid it up to you already. A while ago, I gave you the ksuba. She says, no, you'd only paid me 100, that's all. She still wants 900. So the svara why she has to swear is because tepora dayik. The husband that says he paid up, the person that pays up is medayik, is always careful to know exactly what he's doing. But the mifra, the one that wants to collect, loy dayik, they're not so medayik so much. So therefore we're afraid maybe the Isha made a mistake, maybe really she did collect all the money for the Ksuba. So therefore with the Rabbanim we make her swear, V'Roma Rabbanim Shvua Lo, Ki Echa De Tedek. The Rabbanim want her to check out carefully. So therefore we make her swear with the Rabbanim before she collects the rest of her $900. Yehboi Elihu, we have a question like this. Pagemes Ksubasa B'Eidim Mahu. What's going to be a case of a Pagemes Ksubasa B'Eidim means where the husband already paid up his wife a little bit. In other words, the husband paid her up $100 in front of Adam. And here the case is that the ksuba is $1,000. So she is still asking for $900. And the husband says, no, I paid you up the complete $1,000. But he has Adam, though, that he paid her up $100. So pagemis ksubasa be Adam out. It means, if you want to tell me, the para be Adam, have a para law. Look, who wants svar is to say the husband did not pay her up more than this 100, like he did not pay her up the rest. Because since the first 100 he paid her in front of Adam, if it's true that he paid her up more, he also would have paid her in front of Adam. So how come the husband doesn't have Adam that he paid her up more? So that should be a svar that the husband has not believed that she would not have to swear. We say she only received 100 and not more. Iduma maybe no, maybe it's Rumi, it's Ramilei. That the husband first paid the 100 in front of Adim, it's not the pshat the husband only pays in front of Adim. It just happened to be that at that day, at that time, when he paid up his wife $100, she needed some money that day. She says, okay, I'll give you an extra 100, and we'll take it off from Miksuba. And it just happened to be there were Adim around that day. So therefore, he paid in front of Adim. But he's not a person that's makpid that always has to pay in front of Adim. Therefore, maybe we have a suffix, the husband's telling the truth. That the husband now tells us, I paid you up the complete $1,000. I paid you up 900 later. So therefore we have a doubt. Maybe the husband is true. He's telling the truth. That's why she should still have to swear before she collects the rest of the 900. That's the shayla. Do we make her swear in this case or not? Toshima coming here. It says the klal, kola nishboyim shabbat Torah. Anytime you have to swear, midi rice, so the klal is nishboyim v'loy mishalmim. That's called your swearing frees you. It's potters you. You swear, and therefore you're potter, you don't have to pay. But v'yelu, these are cases the Mishnah says in Shavuot, and midrabbanin, nishboyim v'noitzen. These are cases that you swear, and since you swear, you collect money. Ha-sochir, sochir, Rashi says, amaloi tein li schori, a workman that worked for the boss, and at the end of the day, he tells the boss, pay me my wages, I work for you today. V'oimen asati, and the boss says, I paid you already. So midrabbanin is like tekana that the worker has a right to swear he did not receive his pay yet, and he collects. Via nigzal, in the case where we saw the way somebody went into somebody's house and stole from him, and we don't know what he stole. So the gazlan, the nigzal says, this is what you stole this morning, give it back to me. And the gazlan says, no, nothing doing, I didn't steal this from you. So this is the case of the nigzal, the one that was stolen from, swears that thing that you have is what you stole from me, and he collects it. V'yanechba. Another case also that we see where somebody got hit, and he's kaifer. Guy goes into his house. He's okay, and he comes out all beaten up. So we make him. So we don't know who did it. And the person in the house says, "I didn't hit him." So in this case, we let the person that was beaten up swear that he hit me, and he has a right to collect money. These are cases with the Rabbanim, we let these people swear, and they collect the money. Who adin v'sheknek d'choshu ala shua? In a case where somebody is supposed to swear, let's say in Moedim Miksas, but we find out that he is a person that's not trustworthy, we can't believe him, so then with the Rabbanim, we let the other person, the person that wants to collect the money, he has a right to swear and collect the money. Even though usually it's the opposite way, the person swears and frees himself, but if that person is a choshed, we're afraid he's a liar, we can't let him swear, then with the Rabbanim, we let the other person swear and collect the money. It's also a famous case that where a person told somebody pay up my workers. A big boss told somebody, pay up my workers. And what happened was, the person says, I paid your workers, pay me up. And the workers come back and says, we never got paid. So what happens here? Some of the Rabbanim, both of them are right to come and swear and collect the money. The in-between man has a right to come and swear that he paid up the workers and he gets paid back money from the boss. And the workers also come and swear that they did not receive any money yet and they also get paid from the boss. The boss has to pay them both. Who adin of a poigim shtara means in a case where you were paid up a little bit of the shtar, because like pegemis ksubasa, it's the case where the shtar or the ksuba says you owe $1,000, and they both agree that they got paid up already 100, and you want to collect the rest of the $900, so you have to swear. So it says a loshni of a poigim shtara shloi bi edim. When you were paid up a little bit, it was not in front of edim. So the diik is, shalai bi edim in. If it was paid up, not in front of edim, then you have to swear before you collect the rest of the money. But mashma bi edim, if this little money that you were paid up was paid up in front of edim, and all you have, all the edim are that you were paid up this little bit, then when you want to collect the rest of the money, mashma, you don't have to swear anymore. So it's a right tower shailah that if the husband paid up his wife $100 of the ksuba in front of edim, and the rest that he paid up was not in front of edim, we do not believe the husband, that then she would not have to swear to collect more money. Zumara says, no, I'll tell you. Right. Zumara says, I'll tell you, loy mi boy kamer. Here it's different. When it says over here, va'poygem shtore shloy bi edim, that you have to swear even shloy bi edim, it doesn't only mean shloy bi edim. It means even shloy bi edim. Loy mi boy kamer, even this. Loy mi boy, not only bi edim. That where the $100 was paid up in front of edim, that's for sure that the person has to swear to collect more. But if let's say the $100 was paid up not in front of edim, I would have thought then, if let's say the husband does not have any proof at all that he paid up even $100, so really the wife, if she wanted to, she could have said, I didn't collect a penny yet. And then she would have a right to collect a whole $1,000. So now that she says, no, I agree that I got paid 100. So in such a case, if there's no edim that she got paid 100, so I would have thought she's like a meshiv aveda. She's like doing him a big favor. She's like returning the aveda by admitting that she received 100. So we see she's not lying. Because if she wanted a lie, she could have said a better lie. She should have said, I didn't receive a penny. So therefore I would think, shouldn't she tell him the truth? Maybe she should collect without swearing. Kamashmala, no, that even in this case, even though there are no edim that she was paid up the 100, and she agrees that she received the 100, now when she wants to collect the rest of the $900, that's a din midrabbanin, that she does have to swear. Takoponim, we don't have any proof to the first shayla. There's no proof to the first shayla. Where in a case where the husband pays up in front of edim, maybe she still has to swear. We don't have a proof for that shayla. Iboilu, we have a new question like this. Ha poigemes ksubosa pochos mesheva pruta mau. Let's say the husband pays his wife a little bit at a time. When they're married, he paid a half a pruta here, a half a pruta here, a half a pruta here. Pochos don't mesheva pruta. But at the end, it comes out when he finally gives his wife a get, he says, what did I pay you up altogether? She says, you know what? You only paid me up 2 prutas. And these 2 prutas you paid me up, I know. She says exactly, you paid me up in 25 payments. That's what she says. Now the question is, when she wants to collect the rest of the money, does she have to swear or not? What's the svara? Mi yarmina, do we say, Tivon the Kodaika Kulihai, since we see that she's very careful, she knows what she's talking about. Like she tells us exactly how she collected these few dollars when they were still married. She says, he gave it to me, pachas pachas m'shem aprutim, it's very small payments. So we see, she knows what she's talking about. Is kushta kamra. So that should be a proof that she's telling the truth, and therefore she should not have to swear before she collects. I don't maybe, erume kamarma. Maybe no, still she's playing a game on us. Like maybe really she doesn't know so much. She's not medayik so much. Or else just time it happened to be this way that she happens to know this much. But it could be still she's not for sure. We don't know if she's telling the truth that she wasn't paid up the rest of the money. Maybe really she was paid up the rest of the money. Therefore we still make her swear. So Mara says, Teiku, we have a suffix if she has to swear in this case or not. Iboilu, we have another question. What about Poicheses Ksubosumaho? Let's say they say the value of the Ksub is worth less. So does she have to swear or not? So Rashi says, Pecheses means, Hoysa Ksub Elev Zuz. It was written in the Ksub of the Shtar she has is that the husband knows her $1,000. Kosi Bishtar. Vuoyme, the husband says, is Kabal Tekula. I already paid you up already. When we were still married, I paid you up the $1,000 already. I don't owe you a penny. Vuoymeri, she says, no, Loyes Kabal Teklum. You did not pay me a penny yet. I didn't receive any payment. Avol, she says, but, I agree, though, that the first suba, I only agreed to receive the $100. Because even though it's written $1,000 in the ksuba, I'll admit to you, I agree, that really, really the ksuba should only be $100. So in such a case, when she wants to collect her $100, does she have to swear or not? What's the shayla? Do we say, Hainu pagemis. Of course, the same thing as a pagemis. That the husband says he paid her up everything, and she says, no, you didn't pay me up yet, she wants to collect, and she's collecting less than $1,000, so maybe she has to swear first. I do, maybe, pagemes. Why does she have to swear by a pagemes? Because moide b'miksas. Because she agrees to half of the husband's complaint. The husband is saying, I paid you up completely. She's agreeing, you paid me up a little bit. Just not completely. So since she's agreeing to a little bit of the husband's taina, that's why there she has to swear. But her, in this case, like kamoida b'miksas, over here she's saying, no, you did not pay me a penny yet. She's not moida, she doesn't agree at all to the husband's complaint. She's only saying that even though the shtar here says $1,000, I agree to you though that really it should have only been $100. But the actual hundred, the actual ksuba that the husband owns the wife, here she's saying, you did not pay me up a penny yet. So maybe here it's better, she would not have to swear. Toshma, come and bring your proof. Poicheches, tifrash loy b'shvuah. It says clearly, in a case where the ksuba is worth less than what it says, she could collect it without swearing. Kate said, what's the case? Hoyse ksubos el azuz. The ksuba itself was written for $1,000. The Yomalor, and the husband says to his wife, now after he gave her get, his kabal to ksubasecha. He should know, I already paid you up all the money already. Via Mary, she says, no, nothing doing. Lo yiskabal, I didn't collect a penny from you yet. But you should know, v'yeinu elamona. I agree to you, though, that the ksuba really should only be $100. The locher is nefrash le'vishvua. In this case, she has a right to collect without swearing first. There's pagimus in our mission is because there's a moed of miksas. Here there's no moedah b'miksah, she doesn't have to swear. Fred Gemara b'may gviyah, what right though does she have to collect? The husband is saying, I paid you up already. So what right does she have to collect the money? Because she has a ksuba. Fred Gemara, b'hai shtara, you want to say she collect with the shtar that she's holding in her hand, hai shtara chaspa b'yamu. The shtar is a piece of junk, it's nothing, it's a chaspa, it's a broken kli. In other words, in the shtar it says $1,000. But really, she's agreeing, nothing doing. There was never a star written for $1,000. In other words, she's saying that this star was forged. It's a forged star. $1,000 is not the star that we made up. So she's asking for $100. But for the $100, she has no proof. She has no star. So how could she collect the money at all? No, that she says this star was written and signed truthfully. In other words, even though when the shtar was written $1,000 and Adam signed on it, she's not saying that was forged. She's still saying, Avada, that shtar was written, the kashrus, and it was a good shtar. just that we made up between me and you. The wife is telling us now that we made up between the wife and the husband, that when she ever does come to collect the ksuba, the husband trusted her that she'll only collect $100. But really the shtar is a good shtar. So therefore her right to collect the money now is because she has a shtar. Even though if you look at the shtar itself, she has a right to collect $1,000. But she's just now being a tzaddikah, she's being made and telling us the truth that we made up between ourselves that I'll only come to collect $100. So therefore she has a right to collect $100 and without swearing first. Then another case the Mishnah says where she has to swear before she collects is of an eidechot. Eidechot mi d'shiprua. If the husband again says, I paid you up yiksuba, and she says, nothing doing, I didn't receive a penny yet. But the husband has an eidechot that he paid her up. So the Mishnah says she has to swear now before she collects. So Mura says again, Sava Rami Bachoma Lameimer. He thought to say that Shvua the Araisa. She has to swear now a Shvua Midi Araisa. And it's a more Chomadik a Shvua with Nikita Schaifet. She has to swear it's a more Chomadik a Shvua if it's Midi Araisa. Because the Pasuk says, Lo Yokum Eidechot Bishlecholov and Lecholchatis. So we dash in an Eidechot is Lecholov and Lecholchatis to the Enikom. And Eidechot can't come to give a punishment. If an Eidechot says you owe money, you have to swear midiraisa against the Eidechot. An Eidechot can't make you pay, but midiraisa, you're going to have to swear now against the Eidechot. The Yom Amar, we learned, that komokim sheshnayim mechayov enoisim momen. Anytime if you have two Eidim, you have to pay money, echot mechayv ishvua. If there's only one Eidechot there saying the statement, then you have to swear against him. Here also, since there's an Eidechot saying that she was paid up, if she wants to collect the ksuba, she has to swear midiraisa with Nikita's chayfetz that she didn't receive any money yet. That's what he wanted to say, Rami Bachoma. On this, the Gemara says, Omar Rav Ashtay Tshuvas Bedover. I have two questions on you. Chod, the one question is again, that the Chola Nishvoyim Shebator Nishvoyim Loi Mishalman. Midiraisa Shvu is always to free yourself, not to have to pay. Vinishpas from the Telus. And here she is swearing to collect money, so that can't be a shvu midiraisa. V'yoy, secondly, ein nishvoy makvir shubikakois. We know for ksuba she has a right to collect from the karka of the husband. The karka is mishubit for ksuba. So since it's called the kfiras, shubit kakois, midiraisa, the apsukin, the malon zadin also swear if it's negayat to karka. So here that she has to swear can't be midiraisa. Elam a rova, therefore rova says if shati is midirabonin. She only has to swear midirabonin. And the reason is stop, because Elohof is died to Shabbal, to satisfy the husband. Like here it's an argument, the husband says, I paid you up the ksuba already. She's saying, no, nothing doing, I didn't receive it yet. So to calm him down, with the Rabbanim, we say she has to swear. Omar Papa says, if the husband would be a smart man though, I have a way that he's going to make his wife swear shvur midiraisa. Rashi says, then it'll be b'shem, she'll have to use Hashem's name, or b'kinui, v'yoyches seifa b'yodah, she has to have a seifa turin him. It's a more chamur, it's a more chamur de geshua. So the husband, he'll give an eitzah away, the husband, to make his wife swear midiraisa. What's the case? Yoyiv lo ksuba b'yapei chatzada. Let the husband now pay up his wife like a second time, the money for the ksuba in front of an eidechot. Now, the somach sada kama asada basra. He's going to bring together now the first eidechot that he has that he paid her up once before ksuba, and he'll bring now the second eidechot that he paid her up a second time. Umukum lo lahana kamoi pinilva. What he's going to say really is, I have now like two eidim saying I paid you up a ksuba. Now the first money that I paid you up, the husband's going to say now, you should know I paid up a teres halvor. I lent you the money. And I have an eidechot that I lent you the money. And if she's going to say, no, I didn't lend the money at all, she's going to have to swear midiraisa. Because over there, if the husband is saying that now the first money that I gave you, I'm saying I lent you the money, so she has to pay it back. How does she free herself? And the husband has an eidechot that he gave her the money. So now she'll have to swear midiraisa that she didn't take the money. So that's how she's going to have to swear midiraisa. All right, turn over.